Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
In the air to left. Chaz, pretty close to where he was playing. Morrell's going to tag. Here comes a throw by Chaz. Here comes Morrell trying to score. The Rays win it 3-2 on the sac fly by Taylor Walls. A two-strike pitch at the top of the zone, not called a strike. And with the next pitch, Taylor Walls walks off the Houston Astros.
There you go. That was disappointing last night. That was the final play of the game. The Astros get walked off last night, 3-2 against the Tampa Bay Rays, a game where, man, Brandon Walter came in and did the job, man. Five innings, three hits, five strikeouts, one walk. He was their spot starter they brought up from the minor leagues yesterday. Did a great job. None of the premier, the prime bullpen guys available last night. That was clearly a decision they made going into the game last night. There would be no Brian King. There would be no Ryan Abreu. There would be no Josh Hader. Instead, Okert and Caleb Ort come in, and they give up the three runs in the eighth and the ninth, Seth. And 3-2, the final score. How are you this morning, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good. Abreu and Hader had not pitched more than two games in a row all season long. And, if your bats could manage to score three or more runs yet again, I can't sit here and get mad at the two O's there at the end of the game just because the relief staff has been the strength of this team. And every now and then you're going to have to, win a game that is with three or more runs.
Okert gave up two runs in a third of an inning, and his ERA is still 2.01. Like, he's been outstanding this year. Yeah,
he entered that game with a 1.23 ERA, 0.55 WHIP.
Right.
So the bullpen's been great. The bullpen's got the second best ERA amongst relievers in baseball, and overall the Astros are sixth best ERA, but it's really anchored by how good the relievers are.
Yeah. And last night was just not their night. Okert giving up the two runs. Caleb Ort came in. Caleb Ort came in and was able to get them out of the jam in the eighth, but then just couldn't get it done in the ninth inning. Now, Caleb Ort got kind of done in. There were runners on first and second. Of course, then the two of them proceeded to that was in the eighth inning where they proceeded to steal second and third and get in scoring position for the game-tying hit in the eighth. But last night, boy, Caleb Ort, with that runner on third in the bottom of the ninth with less than two outs, he threw a pitch that looked, man, it looked like strike three. And the umpire just didn't call it strike three. That would have gotten him to two outs. So now you don't have to worry about the sac fly. You just got to focus on the hitter. Instead, it's called a ball. The very next swing was the sac fly to win the game. So the Astros got a little bit done in by the umpires in that instance. Like, every graphic they put up on Twitter after the game, every replay during the game showed that was strike three.
Yeah.
Didn't get called that way. It's baseball. It's going to go against you. And then the very next pitch, sac fly, and game over. So, but you hit the nail on the head. Like, if you're going out and you're scoring two runs, this is what you leave yourself exposed to. It's just bad offensive baseball team.
They were working Littell really, really well. It's just, but they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position against them.
Yeah. And just, Paredes is on a bit of a heater right now. That's been good. He had a solo home run last night. Caratini, they've got to find a way to keep his bat in the lineup, I think, every day right now. You got plenty of flexibility with Yordan Alvarez not in there to use different guys at a DH.
Yeah.
The Caratini can play a little first base for you, which I don't know if you've noticed, but they're getting nothing out of first base right now offensively. Christian Walker's average is back below 200 again.
He dipped down below it. He did. Yeah. He's our own personal Anthony Richardson.
That's what you're tracking these days.
Is he over 200? Is he under 200?
Christian Walker's batting average. Yeah. So Brandon Walter was really good last night. Here was Joe Espada after the game talking about tough ending. Got what we wanted out of Walter.
Yeah, it did. The walks and that hit by pitch. But, you know, I thought those guys, given us an opportunity to win games just tough the way the game ended. But I thought, Walters threw the ball really, really well. Gave us five strong innings. We were in the fight there to the end.
Yeah, he got a little lucky in the fourth where Jansen smoked two foul balls. He had
twice.
One foul ball. Well, one they had to review. It was so close.
Yeah.
For a home run, and then the very next pitch or same at bat, he smokes one down the line that would have been, if it were fair, it would have been a double probably. It was foul, and then he strikes out. Like probably one of the most forceful strikeouts you'll see, near home run, near double, and then strikes out.
And everybody in that minor league ballpark was angry, but for no good reason, because on the foul balls, it was just, they were clearly fouls. But
it's,
ball carries so weirdly in that stadium that I think they really had a hard time seeing a lot of stuff out there. The ump, that ump was, it feels like the last week has been miserable.
Yeah, it feels like they've been intentionally giving the worst umps to the Astros.
it affects both sides. I think the Rangers got hosed. Just like last night, the Rays got hosed. It was Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe had the check swing, and the ump made the call. Didn't in the third base ump. Said it was not a swing.
Yeah,
the ump called him out, and it's just been weirdness,
and
all kinds of weirdness.
Cash went crazy on that one. Someone's asking on the text page because the Astros not challenged that called ball. That was just in spring training. Someday they'll be able to, but that they were just workshopping that the ability to challenge balls and strikes. They were just workshopping that during spring training. So no, you cannot challenge that.
Across baseball, there's about 1,000 missed calls a day on pitches and strikes.
Yeah,
and I honestly don't think that's much of an exaggeration. I think it is like it's the Robo Ump. I don't care whatever little glitches and everything. The fact that it can be so much better than humans right now, it's a slam dunk for me. And if you've watched any of the games where they have the challenge in effect, and I know the people that watch the minor league know this, but except on the MLB level, I think it'll be even more advanced. It's very quick and seamless.
Yeah.
There's just you make the challenge. And there you go. Oh. But I just at some point I want the robots to take over.
You and I saw it at spring training when the Astros visited the Mets. It was so easy. It was. I mean, you barely noticed. It was that quick. So it's coming. It's coming, Texter. But just not last night. Could have used it last night for sure. But that's what. My note in the bottom of the ninth, all caps, F word. That was strike three. And then I said, geez, can we please do two things? One, start up the electronic umps today. And two, make sure that Chaz and his torpedo bunt stick and noodle arm never see the field ever again. That throw to home plate on the winning sack, that sack fly to win the game was in a spot in left field. Like someone with a decent arm at least makes a play of it at the plate.
Makes it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was fairly shallow. You got a chance to, I mean, we know Chaz was playing deep because on that double, the double in the eighth inning, Chaz wasn't even on the screen, so we know he's playing deep. So he's going to get a nice running start in and get some momentum behind the throw. And then they go, here comes Chaz, throw to the plate. And this thing is dribbling 10 feet to the right of home plate. I'm like, what is that? Chaz is tough to watch right now. Three more strikeouts last night. It's tough to watch, but.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you
I exaggerated, Sean. There was a week a couple weeks ago where they missed 1,000 calls in a week. The umps missed 1,000 calls in a week.
1,000 balls and strikes.
Let's see. Back in 2018, they missed 34,294 pitch calls.
For the year?
That was with that technology back then. I'm guessing it's...
That's one of those things that's... Boy, that's a big number. But, do you have a percentage in front of you as to what that is? Out of how many pitches?
Yeah. I just know that I bet the pitch computer would maybe miss, seven or eight. That's all I know.
The pitch computer would be better. Like, even, the good umps are in, like, the... Like the like even the bad umps are up in like the 80, high 80, 90% range. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's, I'm not trying to stick up for the umps. 35.
I'll stick up for them because they're human beings.
Well, it's hard.
Right, right. We're like, okay, yeah, just go get, find me a human being to go, you know, beat the steam shovel or something. Their time is gone.
The umps these days are not done any favors by the fact that there's now a box on the screen also that gets used to parse out every single pitch. You know, like for years, there was no visual aid for viewers for a game to be able to see that.
I've said this a bunch of times before. I'm like, I really am at the point where I would prefer just not even having the box there. As long as they're still using humans, then all right, then I can embrace the human side of it a little bit more, and it makes it a little bit more fun and a little bit more drama about like, oh, is he going to call his ball or a strike? I'm not really sure any myself. Now we know for sure, and we're just waiting for him to be right or wrong.
What's the difference? I'm not disagreeing with you, but what's the difference between that box and the yellow stripe for the first down? Do you like the yellow stripe for the first down?
I like the yellow stripe for the first down because it's usually not as – it's not a point of contention every single time.
Yes, that's exactly right.
There's going to be sketchy first down calls and whatnot, but it gives you such an easy visual. I think it's the frequency with which you're PO'd.
Yep.
That's what bothers me the most.
Yep. And every pit, there's so many pitches that are close during a game. You know, like most first downs, it's just – there's two or three times, and usually the measurement, people are satisfied with it. You know?
So for me right now, for my viewing experience, it's kind of like if you go to a play or a movie, you don't necessarily want somebody in your ear every 15 seconds telling you, remember, this is all fiction. Remember, this is real. Well, in actuality, that's not what firefighters do. Right. Let me suspend disbelief for a little bit here and watch a baseball game and just go back to the old days of there's a little bit of artistry and human element to this.
My big takeaway is that you went to see Backdraft with somebody really annoying back in the
Backdraft
day.
The musical. Yeah, it was on Broadway.
I was there the night
Kirk Russell was the lead. I would totally go to that.
So the Astros, let's get one more Espada in here. This was Espada on Brandon Walter's performance last night.
You know what? He's kind of funky. He gives you different looks. Like the cutter against righties works well, induces ground balls. Sweeper against lefties. I think his repertoire is actually pretty solid.
Yeah, the issue with this team has not been the injuries in the pitching staff. It's not been. Colton Gordon's gave him two winnables. They've won both his starts. Brandon Walter, they should have won. That was a winning performance last night. Like that's the back end pitching's not the issue right now. Offense not, still the major issue with this.
Yeah, the major issue. The starting pitching obviously was consumed. The starting pitching hasn't been as good as the bullpen.
Right.
But you see, when you start a couple of young guys and or rookies in 2 days, and your relievers start to get a little bit taxed, then this could be better.
Yeah.
But for right now, in this stretch of 17 straight games, the huge one. Obviously, a huge wild card is just McCullers, and where does he end up?
Yep, and getting Arrighetti back, too, would really, really help. All right, off and running on a Wednesday. Good to be with you guys. Astros lose last night. We'll circle back to that in headlines. Big day today at the league meetings. Big day, and the odds are out. Voting on the tush push, voting on the playoff seating. One of these odds surprised me a little bit. We'll tell you what the odds makers are saying is going to happen today with the voting on the two big rules issues at the league meetings, and they voted on one yesterday that is going to do something that we've never seen before, and we'll get to that coming up next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.